Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association is raising concerns about the potential reach of the recently confirmed cases involving Mount Pearl Senior High School. During Monday's COVID-19 briefing, Dr. Fitzgerald announced 11 new cases, all in the Eastern Health Region, 5 under the age of 19, 4 between the ages of 40 and 49, 1 between 50 and 59, and 1 person over the age of 70, confirming community spread and giving those concerns more validation. NLTA President Dean Ingram joins us by phone. Mr. Ingram, good morning.
And good morning to you.
You said closing Mount Pearl Senior High was the right call. Now with more cases announced and we've seen close our schools in the Avalon region or metro region closed for at least the next 2 days, do you think that should be taken a step further and closed for the foreseeable future?
Well, right now I think the right decision is to take this step today to have those schools closed. I think what needs to happen going forward will really be dependent upon what we see. I want to say from the outset that are certainly the association's thoughts and all teachers' thoughts are with those that were diagnosed being positive. We wish them a quick and rapid recovery. And like everyone, I expect I'll be watching that COVID briefing today and the update to see where we're to this. But I think it's something that needs to be considered. As we see community spread, measures will need to be taken to cope with this. The fact of the matter is, with that being confirmed, students and staff don't live their lives in school bubbles. The school where this started, and I hope that it remains there, Mount Pearl Senior High has over 900 students, over 50 staff. Every one of those individuals have families, connections that would bring them into regular contact with many others, including students and staff from other schools. The fact of the matter is our metro area schools are interconnected in so many ways, both within the school system but also outside of it. And that's a reality. That consideration, that reality must be considered in determining how to go forward and make decisions around that.
What are you hearing from your teachers in the metro region about having to go to schools?
There's a tremendous amount of stress and anxiety. In fact, I got an email that came through last night at 1:20 from a teacher that was very concerned not only about her health and safety, but those of her students. I mean, as I mentioned, the schools in the Metro St. John's area are all interconnected, and there's a tremendous amount of concern. And in line with that, the association continues to have, and we've been expressing our concerns regarding the public health protocols in place in our schools since early July. And we've been questioning quite publicly the inconsistency between public health precautions that are required for community spaces, various new public, private sector workplaces, as compared to the lesser measure we see in place for our schools. If nothing else, this situation should motivate government and public health officials to rethink how it can be safe to continue with students and school staff spending extended periods of time in close quarters, in many cases 30-plus students in a classroom with little or no physical distance, and dare I say it, weak or no mask requirements. These are concerns we've had. We've had them since July, and we continue to have them now.
So you just mentioned some of those inconsistencies around class sizes, mask wearing. Are there any other inconsistencies between public health protocols for schools and those of private or public spaces?
Well, there's the spacing within schools. Those are the three most obvious ones right at the outset. But the fact of the matter is our schools should not have lesser standards. The public health measure we see in schools shouldn't be the weakest link in our COVID-19 precautions and protections. That being said, our hope, our sincere hope, and I would suggest everyone's that the situation will not worsen and it will come under control very quickly. The individuals in question recover quickly. The number of people who experience illness stays very low. But if this is going to happen, public health guidelines and officials need to take into account the reality that schools are where all the families, all the homes, all the friendships, all the connections, all the workplace, all the contacts in our communities come together. These are concerns we've raised since July, and we continue to have them.
And Dean, you mentioned those concerns that you have been raising since July. So do you think if these things were implemented and some of these inconsistencies, like you say, were tackled, that a situation like this, where we still don't really know the scope of the spread, could have been avoided?
Well, I can't give any guarantee that it absolutely would have been avoided, but I would suggest that the chance of it occurring would have been significantly lessened.
NLTA President Dean Ingram, thank you very much for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
My pleasure.